Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler. Just wanted to provide during the public session some information regarding the foundation and the fund that is related to the department. I believe that you all went over some of this information in your governance meeting this morning, but I just want to bring a little bit of clarity and some information as to what these organizations are and how they support what we do here in the department. So first, I'd like to start with the South Dakota Parks and Wildlife Foundation. We have been before you multiple times over the past month regarding the Palisades State Park project, but those have just been updates that we've provided for you. Some more background on the foundation itself. It is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. It's a charitable organization that was chartered specifically for purposes of supporting the department's missions and goals. And so we are classified as a government support agency, and the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks is the agency that we support. And so we solicit and receive contributions of cash, of monies, of real property, all sorts of various types of contributions. And then once we get those are managed and applied solely for the purpose of providing and aligning with and helping the department meet its missions. A couple of examples of that, one being obviously the Palisades State Park expansion. The foundation has, you know, purchased roughly 260 acres that eventually, most of it has already been, as you know, and eventually all of it will be donated over to the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks so they could expand their land base at Palisades. We've also committed to a fundraising effort to help raise a minimum of $500,000 towards development of that park. And so that's just one initiative that we have to help the Division of Parks expand what they are able to provide to the public. If we take a look at things that we do with the Division of Wildlife, a good example of that recently would be what is known as the Sherman property up in Coddington County. That was a property that the foundation received through an estate. Mr. Charles Sherman had passed away, and he willed that property and some financial assets to the foundation for the purpose of donating those over to the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. And so that's one way, that's another way that we can receive a real property and financial gift and help the department in their mission. And so that property was subsequently donated over to the department. It's a 540-acre piece of property that is being managed as a GPA. So that particular piece is a significant gift and donation to the department. We are an independent board made up of volunteers from across the states and in different backgrounds. There are currently 17 board members. I provided a list in your book there. I don't need to read those out loud. But again, that's in a nutshell what we do and how we operate. As far as current projects, as you know, the Palisades project is the biggest one. And so we've completed the land acquisition portion of it. There is still one 10-acre piece that eventually we will be before you and with the intent of donating that over. And then the fundraising that goes along with it. If you'll recall, we were committed to a total goal of $1.6 million. And $1.1 million of that was to cover the expenditures that the foundation incurred to purchase the land, and then the other $500,000, as I said earlier, was to cover or raise money for development. I did receive an update from Dick Brown, our development director, and he's recruited Jeff Schirschlicht of Sioux Falls and former Governor Dugard to help him raise the funds. And as of today, he has written and verbal commitments of $700,000 of that $1.6 million goal. And if I understand it correctly, he has not met with yet half of his target donors. So he's still got a lot of work to do, and he's well on his way to achieving that goal. So that's briefly what I have for you on the South Dakota Parks and Wildlife Foundation. Are there any questions about that particular entity? Okay. Moving on, the other fund that I serve as executive director for is the Second Century Habitat Fund. That is formerly known as the South Dakota Habitat Conservation Foundation. Again, it is a nonprofit 501c3 corporation. One of the differences between this fund and the foundation, as I said, that the Parks and Wildlife Foundation is a government support agency directly tied to the department. However, this one is not a government support agency. It does serve some of the same purposes, but it is truly independent and not tied directly to the department outside of, you know, my involvement as executive director and then Commissioner Jensen and Secretary Hepler's involvement as voting members on the board. In addition to supporting department initiatives, we have also in the past issued grants to folks like Pheasants Forever and Ducks Unlimited for habitat and soil restoration projects. And so we help a variety of organizations and agencies achieve the goal of providing habitat across the landscape. Again, it is a board that is made up of volunteers from a variety of backgrounds across the state, all with a common goal of providing habitat conservation. Again, we solicit and receive contributions for the purposes of providing habitat. I've provided a list of the board of directors again, as I did with the other foundation, and then just to briefly touch on some current projects. One of them is the Every Acre Counts research project that's being conducted by SDSU in conjunction with the fund and with NRCS. The Second Century Habitat Working Lands program that Kevin touched on briefly, and I think there'll be more information provided tomorrow. And then Second Century Habitat Decal is a program that we're looking to purchase and then sell decals to interested folks that they can put on their vehicles, with all the funds then returning back to the Second Century Habitat Fund as a way to generate some revenue for our programs. So any questions on the fund?
Questions?
Nope. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Start at 8 in the morning. So if we could start at the tribal update, commission rule review, and then we'll go just down the agenda. Okay.